You're listening to Casual Talk Radio, where common sense is still the norm. Whether you're a new or longtime listener, we appreciate you joining us today. Visit us at casualtalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
I feel a groove coming on strong, yeah. That came from a David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks segment that they did live. They did a Motown review some years prior to, just it was actually 2 or 3 years prior to their death, I believe. And prior to the death of David, and I wanted just to talk this out here to see how I can apply that to what's happening. It occurred to me there are people out there who are absolutely livid, fumid, pissed, angry, upset, disturbed, distressed, and anything else you can think of about the news that former President Donald Trump is winning blowout after blowout and only lost two states he was going to lose anyway. And essentially is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. And it's going to be him against Biden in a rematch. And people are pissed. I was surprised at how many people are pissed off about this. I was surprised because, you know, you got to think about this. What we saw this whole year through, we're talking start to finish the whole year through. People were hurting financially. People were hurting spiritually. People were hurting emotionally. And the vast majority of those in office didn't care about your hurting. That's what happened. So the people, I actually saw people that did this, and I'm ashamed to say there were some Black Americans who straight up said, we put you in office because you were going to do this, this, this for us. You know, the whole reparations this and defund the police this and all these other fads that were never the right answer and weren't going to solve any problem. And we're just a feel good for a minority group. And I don't mean that as a pun. I mean, a small segment of the overall audience in complete disregard and disrespect to the greater majority of Americans out there. Those voices, the Greta Thunbergs of the world and the climate stuff, and then the forcing stuff into your arm and all of these that were coming from the smallest segment of the population. This was not the voice of the majority. This was not the voice of the country. The irony, being not the voice of the country, the vast majority when Donald Trump was elected president, the vast majority of people said, well, yeah, but he didn't win the popular vote, so the popular vote's all that should really matter. So in this one narrative, we should be listening to all voices. In this narrative, we shouldn't be listening to all voices. That duplicity became clear and apparent for the vast majority of Joe Biden's reign as president. Here's what happened. He inherited a pandemic. His response to the pandemic was to make it harder to get aid for people who were struggling. He didn't make it easier to get aid. He made it harder to get aid. His response was to go up on the air and threaten you and other Americans. What are you waiting for? Our patience is wearing thin. All these threats, they're threats. That's what he did. His response was to allow United States soldiers, I'm talking military men, possibly your family in some cases, and this is a limited number, but it doesn't really matter. The point is your family, if they were military and you were deployed, they were put at risk by decisions he made. The pulling out of Afghanistan was always part of the plan. The way that it was done was a catastrophic failure. Both sides of the aisle told him the bandage ripping is not the right answer. As a result, 12, 13 servicemen and women died from suicide bomber attacks or others. You see people falling out of planes. That happened on Biden's watch. He was not apologetic for that bad decision. He was not apologetic for the stuff shoved in your arm. He was not apologetic for the significant loss of jobs. When he killed the Keystone Pipeline, he was not apologetic about it. When they rushed towards EVs, he didn't apologize to the people out in Chicago who got their stuff stranded. He doesn't apologize for the bad decisions he made. We have immigration out of control. We have San Francisco crime out of control. Mass shootings are back as a weekly basis. He's not apologetic for his screw-ups. That's the problem. So people are now stepping back, and they're realizing voting for him was a mistake. It's not about the policy. People that voted for him, by and large, did not vote for him because of policies. People that voted for Joe Biden voted because they hate Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump because of his mean tweets and the fact that he calls names and the fact that he makes quips and jokes about people and college humor said in some room in mixed company. That's what they hate. They hate the man. They don't even listen to the policies. They don't listen when Donald Trump said, we got to secure the border. They didn't listen when he said, we need to increase the jobs and we need to get rid of our unemployment. They didn't listen when he said, we got this vaccine, we need to rush it out. They didn't listen when he said, we should lock down the border and protect our people. They didn't listen when he said, no, we're not going to have this dude up here kneeling on the football field and all this. They weren't listening to any of the stuff that was the right answer. They got so fixated in anger against what he was doing and what he was saying that didn't have anything to do with his policies. They just voted for the other guy. Well, now you look at the playing field. It's a different ballgame. If you look at everybody else, Republican, who campaigned, none of them were going to hold a candle to Donald Trump. He didn't even show up to debates because he didn't have to. They were so far beneath him. And if you look at the voices, if you look at what's happening, and the blowouts he did. He had, I believe, 15, 16 blowout wins in key areas. If you look at these wins, what does it tell you? It's not even a ding on like Vivek Ramaswamy or some of the others. But you got to understand, people saw this guy was basically forced out of office by a subset of people. People saw that, okay, all of a sudden Pelosi's off. And then when she's out, for whatever reason, things are going smooth again. That's kind of shady for what happened last time. People are seeing, you know what, January 6th looks like it wasn't what it was reported to be, and they didn't bother doing any investigation about all the stuff that was happening out in Portland when you have Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi telling them to continue looting and pillaging. They realized and remembered, you know what, Donald Trump was talking about sending National Guard to shut this all down, and he got shot down. Well, maybe that's what should have happened. Now these cities were burning. They were burning behind one of the reporters. The crime is completely out of control in other states. All I'm saying, and hopefully if people are listening and you did support Joe Biden, whether you still do or not, I'm challenging you to think about why you voted for him in the first place. Chances are you didn't vote for him about any policy. You can't name a single policy that Joe Biden ran on because he didn't run. He never campaigned. He never went out when he was running. He never went out. So what did you vote on? You voted because you didn't like the other guy. That's what put us in a situation. That's what put you in a situation. That's what endangered us as a country. Why do you think Putin waited to go to war until Trump was out of the office? Because Trump was holding that guy under control. Biden didn't want to do that. Then Biden says, well, Russia's a threat. Yeah, but Russia's not afraid of you, dude, because you're not doing anything to lock it down because all you care about is NATO. NATO is... Trump was trying to get out of that deal. NATO is basically taking our money to fund all that stuff. They're not contributing. The other members are not contributing. And then we have to keep sending our troops. We have to keep sending our money, our supplies, to fund another war that should have never started in the first place. Meanwhile, you got Rocket Man over there in North Korea already starting up his rockets again. He had calmed down to the point that they were talking about reunification when Trump was still there. Put it together. Put it together. You didn't have the complete uprising in Afghan. You didn't have a Hamas situation. You didn't have Russia going to war. You didn't have North Korea firing off rockets. You didn't have this level of disruption when Donald Trump was still president because they were afraid of him. They were afraid to step on his toes because he was actually willing to go out there and threaten them and say, look, this is what it is. He got attacked by the other side saying he's a xenophobe and all this other stuff. It was strategic because what they knew, that's why illegal immigration got out of control. What they knew is that we basically have to bow down to other countries who are telling us to do something. That should be our place. We're too powerful. We should bow down and we should be equal. That was never the intent. The U.S. dollar was one of the most powerful in all fiat currency, and it's now weakened. Putin says, well, when you sanction us and we can't use the currency, what do you think is going to happen? They sanction all sorts of countries. If we can't use your currency, it loses its value. If it loses its value, what's the point? It's not going to get it back. We'll just go to something else, which is reality, right? Now, Biden's talking about, well, we should probably control this border, and all this garbage. It's too late. It's too late. He took 4 years. He burned 4 years of your time and your money, damaging the country, possibly irreparably at this point. People that are voting for Donald Trump now and saying, yes, this is the person that we choose that will perform as electors, they're seeing what they saw before. When Pelosi was still there and Trump was running, they see the same thing, which is this guy's trying to come in here and trying to clean it up. And there's a subset of everyone who, for whatever reason, could only focus on the personal things they didn't like about the man. And the media pushed that narrative because it was ratings. The grabbing by the whatever, Russia, 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 Stormy, 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 all these things that had nothing to do with it, the Steele dossier that turned out to be nothing, all the stuff that turned out to be nothing, the media pushed it. The media supported that. Social media supported it further by muting him during election season. All of this was interference. They knew what they were doing. They were strategically making sure that Joe Biden had an easy pass to get over the finish line. So how can you explain that? It's only one answer. People voted with their hearts. They didn't vote on the policies, because if you voted on the policies, you would have voted for Donald Trump, because he was the only one talking about the right things that affect everybody. He's not talking about reparations. He's not talking about climate. He's not talking about all the stuff that only affects a subset of people. People will say climate affects everybody. Climate does not affect everybody now. Climate change itself is a real thing. The impacts that were stated are not real at this point. They might be later, but we know from looking at the data, China is the biggest gross polluter. It's all the other countries that are contributing more to the problem. We are a minuscule piece of it. So us, we're doing something, and it's a Pyrrhic yay instead of something significant, which Trump was leading towards, which is you guys got to get in line, telling them what to do, being the power, being the true superpower. We lost that. So since we lost it, it's going to be hard to get it back. Now, I do think you're going to start seeing some shifts if Donald Trump is elected president again. They're doing all these lawsuits that are frivolous. Why are they frivolous? Think about it. If he was guilty of all the things that they're saying, this man has been a businessman for decades. Decades. He helped build New York, essentially. He's been a businessman for decades. We're just now seeing all this stuff show up. It's out of thin air. It's out of thin air, and the timing is too convenient. The timing is there now. They're trying to drain his money to keep him from campaigning. Republican National Committee, co-chair Laura Trump, people that are aligned with Trump, they just straight said, our goal is to make sure Trump gets into office. So now you got that as a backing. You've got people's frustration. You've got Trump himself, who just simply will not give up. You have Elon, who took over from Jack so that things are not suppressed anymore. It's a different ball game. So now if it's a level playing field, which means you don't have the media pushing nonsense narratives, I almost swore there. You've got Tucker Carlson out here trying to expose some stuff. You've got social media platforms opening up and less censorship. And it was censorship, no matter who says otherwise. And a man who's fighting, he's fighting. Biden isn't fighting for you. Biden is fighting to keep his place. Biden is fighting to keep his position. Kamala Harris, I believe, isn't even supporting Biden anymore because she knows if Biden gets kicked out, she takes over. Okay, do you really want Kamala Harris in the office when she hasn't been seen hardly? She doesn't do anything. At least Michelle Obama was trying to do something for the school lunches. Now, what we will learn later is that Michelle Obama with the whole school lunches was all another big, I don't want to say scam, but all a big scheme tied to prison lunches, tied to prison, you know, overcrowding and other things where there's some shady business behind why that was happening. The goal was all these companies who provide the lunches for schools also provide lunches for the prisons. And by changing around the lunches, you're shutting down all these businesses who provide the lunches for the schools, which affects the lunches for the prisons. And then there's a downstream impact, but the goal was to shut those businesses down. It wasn't for the benefit of the kids at all. It was to shut the businesses down because the Democrats, by and large, historically, have been anti-business. As an anti-business group, what happens? Those businesses close, those jobs are lost, and they never come back again. Or what we saw with the EV, where there's a rush to a thing and they're not ready. Do you see how many recalls there are on all these EV manufacturers who rushed towards EVs when we were not ready for it? And now recalls are skyrocketing. All because we're trying to rush towards something because it sounds good, and they're just responding because they're afraid of the government, the current government. Meanwhile, Trump's over here saying, no, people should be able to choose what they want. If they want to choose an EV, that's fine. Let them choose that. But we should have hybrids. We should have gas, because why not? This narrative that we are somehow a gross polluter, was a scam. And I'll call that a scam because it was a scam. Internationally, they're way worse than we ever could think of being because they just have the population is out of control in a lot of those. In ours, we don't use anywhere near like what they do. We see stats on TV and on the internet that don't mean anything. So I have a plea, an impassioned plea for anybody listening to this. I want you to think about the reason if you voted for Joe Biden, I want you to critically think about the past 4 years. Ignore what you feel about Donald Trump, the person. Think about the last 4 years. And if you can honestly say that you are better off now for this last 4 year span, just the 4 year span, if you can say you're better off now, I want to hear from you. CasualTalkRadio.net, hit the contact form. And I'd like you to tell me, how are you better off thanks to Joe Biden? In what way are you better off? And please, by all means, use the things he talked about. He talked about unemployment being at an all-time low. Did you benefit from that at all? If you had a job that you never lost, that doesn't count. We're talking, you lost a job, you were able to get a job back quickly, and ideally your money went up because he talked about salaries are higher. Illegal immigration, he said it's basically under control. Does that affect you any? Does it not affect you? Were illegals shipped to your state? If they were shipped to your state, it affected you. Possibly not directly, but it's going to affect you by way of your tax dollars. My point is, go down the list and share how you are better off under the last 4 years from Joe Biden. If you voted for him, I want you to tell me why you are in your mind. This was the right decision. I made the right choice and I'm happy with the choice even now. And I still don't want Trump in there now. Talk about how that connects over to and contrasts against Donald Trump. Ignoring the man, it doesn't matter. I'm talking his policies. What are his top three policies? Immigration and border security was number one on his list. The economy, and when he talks economy, he's talking about businesses by and large. Number two, and NATO, the international scene. Those were his three top things. And he fought, each and every one of those, he fought to try to get those situated before he left. I'd like you to tell me, if you believe this, if you honestly do, I'd like you to tell me of those three that you believe they're under control, that you believe that our job situation is completely under control, that businesses are not screwing over the regular person, that the prices of goods and services is actually well reasonable, that the price of your gas and everything else being low isn't just a symptom of EVs coming on the road, and then how many recalls there are of said EVs that offsets the savings that you had at the pump by pushing the cost to the recall and getting those repaired. Put it together. Justify it to me. I want to hear it. I seriously want to hear it because I don't believe it personally. Now on the flip. So that's the two. On the flip now, we're coming up on a rematch. Donald Trump and Joe Biden without Pelosi in the mix. When you don't have Nancy Pelosi in the mix, we have to ask ourselves, what does that mean? The other part of my call to you is to be thinking about policies. I can't stress it enough why it's important. As a voter, it's your right, but it's also your obligation to vote on the policies that matter, not just for you, but for your kids and your kids' kids. You've got to focus on the policies, and we have to fix the things that are jacked up. The economy has been increasingly jacked up for years, especially under Biden. We've got to get it back under control. We've got to get to a world where median rent is not exceeding, I'd say, $1,200. Because when we get there, what does that do? It puts a strain on businesses and salaries. It puts a strain on the housing market, and it increases homelessness. It has a negative effect all across the board. If you don't like those things, that means we have to address the root cause. We can't have runaway rents. We have to look at this. We have to look at the housing market. We have to look at why they're making it harder to buy homes. We have to look at why they're resisting building new homes. We have to look at the job market. We have to understand why employers are refusing to hire and train and mentor, why the low-level jobs are going away, why the blue-collar jobs are being attacked. We have to understand the impacts of a rush to AI when we're not ready. And if you didn't see it, Google, I think it's Google Bard, and it's asked the question and it completely flubs it. Do you know why? Because AI is still programmed by humans and the humans are still reliant on faulty information because everything's on the internet. When we are in the era of physical encyclopedias, which I highly recommend, You can't edit that one. That's a documented, here's what it is, thing that can't be manipulated or modified, but we rushed away from physical media, which is why certain books were being modified, edited, censored, because certain people didn't like what was said in those books. All I'm saying is everything is connected. And unless we fix all that stuff, you're going to feel it. But more importantly, your kids are going to feel it. Your kids' kids are going to feel it. If we don't resolve it, the DEI and ESG, do you really want somebody hired simply for DEI that's doing your medical care? Is that really what we want? We don't want the most qualified expert handling your medical care. We just want to fill a gap and make somebody feel good by hiring a Black American because there's predominantly white Americans in there. That's the world that we really want to go to. I want you to think about this. Stop focusing on what makes you feel good. It's all about the policies, and not just now policies. I'm talking long-term policies. And let's get back on track to where we really should be. I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't. But I like to see it. I like to see us push back against garbage that does not matter in the long-term health of our country. And I said our country because those that are catering to a small subset of the population don't care about our country. They're trying to remake the country the way they want it, regardless of what anybody else thinks. If I were you, I would be offended by that because you shouldn't want somebody trying to remake it in their image. You should want something that works for everybody. That's really what Dr. Martin Luther King was fighting for, if you think about it. That's what he was fighting for. A world that everybody is part of. A world that everybody's embraced. There has to be some caveats, though. Embraced doesn't mean you're going to be happy all the time. It means you're given the opportunity to come in and do what you're going to do. Not you're going to get the opportunity to just take everything over and remake it. That's never going to be a reality. So that's my call to action. Just think about it. Consider it. As we get closer to election season, I want you to really think about if it was worth voting for Joe Biden because you simply don't like Trump the man. Was that really most important and were you better off for doing so? Or is it possible that in your quest to ignore Trump's policies, you got swayed, you got negatively influenced? Consider Kamala Harris in the campaign trail straight up accused Joe Biden of being racist, only to turn around and end up his VP. What does that tell you? It tells you that they're all shady, right? They're all shady. They're all scummy people. Do you really support and want to follow scummy, shady? They told you what they were about on the campaign trail. When you have that level of duplicity at that level, they were going to be duplicitous at every level. Some of you didn't listen. Some of you didn't see it because you didn't want to. And I'm challenging you to consider and think back to the real reason you voted for the guy who's in office. And not the one who possibly may go back into office. If he does go back into office, my call would be, ignore what you feel. Go off the policies. And judge him on the policies. If he doesn't show up on the policies, you have every right to be critical of the man. But if he's following the policies he said he was going to do, and you see a tangible benefit downstream to not just you, but everyone, to me, I think you give him his flowers, as the kids like to say. That's my call to action to everybody listening.